This is Andrew Holland, and I'm reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 4, verses 12 to 22. Israel had just been defeated by the Philistines, and this is what happened. Then a man from Benjamin ran from the battle line the same day and came to Shiloh with his clothes torn and dirt on his head. Now when he came, there was Eli sitting on a seat by the wayside, watching. For his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. When Eli heard the noise of the outcry, he said, "What does this say mean, the sound of the tumult?" And the man came quickly and told Eli. Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see. Then the man said to Eli, "I am he who came from the battle, and I fled today from the battle line." And he said, "What happened, my son?" So the messenger answered and said, "Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has been a great slaughter among the people. Also your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured." And it happened, when he made mention of the Ark of God, that Eli fell off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died. For the man was old and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. His daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, was with child, due to be delivered. And when she heard the news that the Ark of God was captured, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and gave birth, for her labour pains had come upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman who stood by her said to her, "Do not fear, for you have borne a son." But she did not answer, nor did she regard it. Then she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel, because the Ark of God had been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." That last phrase well described the condition of Israel at that time. They had wandered away from the law of God. They were living as a sinful nation. And as is recorded in the book of Judges, very often this happened. And because of their disbelief, because of their sin, God would allow them to be defeated by their enemies. And when they were in captivity or in servitude, they would repent and come back to God. And God would send a deliverer, a judge, who would deliver them from their enemies. And very often during the life of that judge, Israel followed God's laws. But when the judge died, then they went back into sin, and the same thing happened all over again. And this was part of the cycle that Israel were in at the time. Samuel was just beginning his ministry. In the beginning of chapter 4, the first verse, it says, "And the word of Samuel came to all Israel." So he was beginning to be recognized as their leader, as their judge. But they still weren't doing what God wanted them to do. And that's why when they were defeated, they thought, "Well, if we take the Ark of God into battle, it will be like something like a talisman that would enable them to defeat their enemy," because they thought that God would be with them. They didn't change their behaviour. They didn't find out what God had to say about it. But they thought what they thought and did what they wanted to do, which was typical of what the condition was in Israel, when everyone did what was right in their own eyes. So they made that mistake, and the result was Israel was again heavily defeated. And the ark, even the ark that Moses had made in the desert on the way to the promised land, that ark, which would normally reside in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, they took out and took with them on their way to the battle. And that wasn't good enough. God wanted them to know him, not use his his furniture as a talisman, as something that would help them to win. So they hadn't repented. And that's easy, isn't it, to think that if we do something or use something in a certain way, it's going to mean that things will work out for us. But the only way for us to live as God wants us to do, and the only way for us to know God's blessing on our lives, is to obey Him and walk in His ways, and allow Him to speak into our own hearts. Now, our own relationship with God is so important. We have to know God. We have to spend time with Him. We have to study His Word to find out what He is like, and what He has said in His Word. So that's very important, and that's a lesson the Israelites had to learn on this day. Amen.